Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hello, this is Corinne Fisher
and Christina Hutchinson.
You are about to hear a clip from our podcast, Guys, We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast. Today we have a guest on who is going to talk about being an Arab American woman and all the pleasures and non-pleasures that brings with it, including working in an assault center. Is that right? No.
Yes.
Something?
Well, it's a special victims unit, which is a thing and not just a television show.
Oh, yeah, because that was the thing. I was like, oh, is it actually what we're calling it?
Oh, yeah. No, that's what it's called. So we hope you enjoy this clip from our interview with Noor El-Khaldi.
How about sexuality in the culture that you grew up in? Like, how is that looked at?
So, okay. In my household, boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever, no dating. And it does stem
until you're 18.
No, just never. It's not going to happen.
until you move out, or?
No, it just, you know, I'm actually like the only one of my siblings who's ever moved out before not being married. I don't think it's because my parents were like, don't fucking do it. I think that they all just got married so young that it was never a thing. I'm the youngest. So I'm the one who, like, I've seen everything that everyone else did. So I'm like, I know what I could fucking get away
with.
That's
nice.
I don't even need to fight a fight. I just know I can do this. And so my parents, the thing about them is they're incredibly religious. Like, they're some of the most religious people you'll ever meet, but they're also incredibly educated, which I think is an important part of being religious.
That's a good combo.
If you're stupid and religious, then you're just fucking saying crazy shit. But if you're educated and religious, I think that maybe that is a better probably choice. But my parents are pretty open-minded, and also they've made it abundantly clear we will love you kind of regardless of what you do. Like, our love is actually unconditional. There's no disowning happening here, but these are our recommendations for you. And my mom has always just kind of said, because she met my dad once and they got married, and they've been married for 50 years. And I mean, that's great for her. Cool.
Do they like each other?
My dad is obsessed with my mom. I know my mom loves my dad, but she's less affectionate than him. But he's like,
that's like my ideal relationship where the guy's into me more.
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
If you were like, oh, hey, what do you think about mom? He'll be like, I love her. I wish I could clone her because the world would be a much better place. She's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life.
You know, I was watching Married at First Sight. I was diving into reality TV for the first time in a while. And I gotta say, arranged marriage makes a lot of fucking sense.
But like,
the family that you meet, there's so much thought that goes into it. More thought than what goes into me going on the street meeting Joe Schmo and going, let's go to the chapel.
Yeah, I mean, all relationships are toxic. It's just a crapshoot.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
If you're going by like rule of chance, you have just as much of a probability of success by a range as picking it yourself.
And that's why I love being alone so very much, because there's no.
It's so good. Isn't it so great?
It's great. I'm just like, you know what? I like hanging out with myself. This is ideal for me. But yeah, so my parents just kind of were like, listen, this is why we don't think dating is appropriate. I think that it will open you up to being hurt and being kind of jaded by a relationship, and just kind of like, you know, you should just wait to meet someone, and then, you know, what they would consider to be, I'm doing air quotes, the right way to do it, which is you meet someone, you talk to them, you get to know them, you decide that you have an emotional connection, you marry them, and then that's when you will begin your physical connection, and, you know, you'll live happily ever after. That's just kind
of sex after marriage.
Exactly, sex after marriage. But at the same time, the thing is like, my dad,
you gotta see that dick before you put a ring on it.
I mean, hey, listen,
you gotta see the D first.
My dad is a retired medical doctor. So he speaks about everything very medically, very clinically. And so he was telling us about fucking sex when we were like 11, like, hey, this is what sex is, by the way. Like, just, if you're fucking wondering, this is how it happens. And like, he is the one who's like always like talking about things very openly. So in that sense, I think my household was different than most other Muslim households where like you can ask these questions and there's no shame tied to genitals. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. you don't call it a butterfly and a hot dog. You call it a penis and a vagina.
A penis, a penis. Yeah. My nephew loves to scream about his penis, but he really does.
Mine too. But he calls it his hot dog. Or no, he calls it his pickle. I'm
like, his pickle?
That honestly makes me feel more uncomfortable than just saying penis.
Just say penis.
Just say penis. It's funny. It's actually very funny when small children say penis and vagina. I like
yeah.
it.
Cool. Yeah, me too.
And so that was kind of, I think, in place. And so, you know, I obviously dated. I was like, fuck you guys. I'm going to do whatever I want. It was always very secretive. So if you ever, I can be very stealthy if I want to, but I'm too tired now to do that.
Yeah. And,
once you get to a certain age, like the of marriage age, then that kind of whole thing you were raised with, which like, don't date, don't talk to boys. Boys just want to have sex with you. Stay away from them, which is true. They do just want to have sex mm-hmm. with you, but you know, you can stay away from them or not. And so my mom was just kind of like, hey, like, so are you like talking to anyone? Have you like met anyone? Like, are you like, have you found it? And I'm just like, bitch, like you were telling me not to fucking talk to boys, which I have been, but you don't know that. And now you're going to like expect me to just magically go fucking
right.
talk to anyone? Like, what are you even, you're set. You are being an asshole right now.
Oh yeah. Two members of the couple cannot basically do an arranged marriage within themselves. That planning has to come outside. Like you're also too distracted if there's lust there. Yeah. You got to wait for that fucking dust to settle before you go, can I live with this person? Is this who I want to be my team member in life? Like, oh my God.
So how old you are now?
I'm 31.
Okay, so you're 31. Is your family now putting pressure on you to get married and be like, yo, I mean, we said no dating, but like not forever.
Yeah. You spinster. Get up on that dick. No, I want a grandbaby.
It literally comes in like these waves. It's never from my mom. My mom could give no fucks. My mom only nags me about like, go back to school. Have you thought about going back to school? My dad, on the other hand, is like, hey, I'm in this WhatsApp group, which, do you guys know what WhatsApp is?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's the foreigner dad, the immigrant dad's favorite fucking thing in the world. Yeah. Like, I'm in this group chat for singles in America under 40. What do you think of this guy? I'm like, oh, yeah. What does he do? Like, let's indulge you. What does he do? Oh, I don't know. He looks fucking though. And I'm like, dad, what the fuck?
You're
like
the worst husband finder, dad.
You're the worst husband finder. And I get mad That's at him sweet. Because I'm just like, what, you're just so willing to like essentially like send me off to like any fucking any guy? And he's like, no, obviously, like, we want him to be a good person, but like, you know, you're a little too picky at times. And I'm like, and then I
hate when parents get on their daughters, very specifically that scenario, for being picky. What? Yeah. I have standards? You have standards. That's what it is.
And he's just like, you're romanticizing marriage too much. I'm like, what the fuck are you even saying to me? He's very like practical about it. It's like, you find someone, they have a good job. Mm. They are there for you if you're sick or you need help. And that is the purpose of a husband. And then you're going to love them because they're there for you.
Yeah, well, that makes sense though.
It is an American, yeah. I was like, it is an American notion to like, because my mom obviously, like, you know, born in, my family's been in America for, I think, like probably more generations than the typical American. Yeah. But like, even still, she would say something like very similar. I'm like, well, you were born here, number one. Your parents were born here. Your great grandparents were born here. So like, what are you talking about? But like, kind of about like romanticizing. And I think that's also like a young person thing because, you know, our parents had to like concentrate on working more and just like getting a roof over their heads. And like, we do have the luxury of maybe like making some TikToks and, you know,
writing something.
And also, you don't need to get married in the way that you used to financially, because like women are so much more in the workplace. So we have our own funds. So like there's not like rush there. And also like a lot of women don't want to have kids anymore. So like,
yeah.
And then you sit down and you go, well, really, what is the purpose of this?
And that's where I tell my dad, listen, dad, I'll marry someone if they're bringing something to the fucking table.
Yeah, absolutely.
I sound like a, you know, whatever, but honestly, like, unless you are improving my life in some way, shape, or form, what is your purpose? Why are you here?
Yes. Why would I take time away from being by myself,
not having to worry about another soul. I can wear whatever I want in my own home. I can do whatever I want. I could say whatever I want. That freedom is so truly one of the most beautiful things I've ever experienced. Why would I ever let somebody take that away from me who sucks?
Yeah. Exactly.
It just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. And the thing is, I applaud my dad. He is a 75-year-old Californian.
Sounds so sweet.
And honestly, the fact that he's like, you know what? I kind of get it. I disagree with you, but I kind of get it. Like, open to like understanding it. He just doesn't feel the same way, which you know what? Good job, Bob.
Totally. Yeah. Right. Well, you're from different generations. Yeah.
And then, we just had a socially distanced family dinner the other day where my mom made us all wear face masks and it was very comical, but we're sitting right next to each other. So it was very pointless.
You're eating. How'd you get the food in your mouth?
Eat the lamb, you take it off.
I was doing that this weekend. Yeah. It was like,
I saw that you were with your family. I was like, I guess everyone is spending time with their fucking family. I left crying. Got up, was like, I am leaving. And I left because my dad was basically harassing me about getting married. And like I said, it comes in waves. Like, he won't say shit for 6 months. And then out of nowhere, he'll just really go in on it and just be like, you need to get married. You're being too picky about it. I'm going to die soon. What's going to happen when I die? I'm like,
no pressure, huh, dad?
Very, very sad. I'll be very upset about it.
Oh my God. Live for yourself, dad. You're a doctor.
He's retired. He's so fucking bored.
That's the problem. Parents who are not doing jobs, they're retired and they're in quarantine. Oh my God, they're going nuts.
I actually think he's gone into a depression because he's so emo and he takes like 3 naps a day. I'm like, are you okay? So I left, and then he sends me these sweet text messages the next morning and he's like, I love you so much. I just want you to be happy. I'm sorry if it came out the wrong way. And that's why I'm like,
that's so accepting and nice though. That's
I know. I'm like, you're so adorable, but why are you putting this annoying pressure on me? And it's just like, he can't help it. Like, he honestly, it's so ingrained in what he thinks should happen. And like I said, I'm 31. I'm not married. Most of my sisters have been married multiple times before they were like 25 years old. So like, I'm really falling behind.
So wait, are you more frowned upon than a sister that was married multiple times?
No, divorce is A-okay. At least you did it.
That's so funny. Wow.
Wow. That's interesting.
We hope you enjoyed this excerpt from our interview with Noor El-Khaldi. If you want to hear more and get more of Guys We Fucked and more podcasts that are only available on Luminary from the minds of Michael Rapaport, Trevor Noah, Roxanne Gay, Lena Dunham, and many, many more, head on over to luminarypodcast.com, where a subscription is as little as $2.99 a month.
Enjoy.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.